This is Dale Gentry, reminding you that you are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. It's time now for Prophetic Thursday with your host, Allison Keeber. Remember, the views and opinions on this program may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this program, but we are absolutely delighted that you are listening. Now, here's your host for Prophetic Thursday, Allison Keeber.
Our mind, and that we open up our heart. Why? Because our mind does not have the capacity to receive natural, right? So we've got to step out of the way, and we've got to let Holy Spirit, right? We've got to listen to Him, not the world, right? Where the world is shouting at us, right? But we need to listen to the whispers of the Lord. I hear from people so often that they have a hard time hearing from God. And they have a hard time, and maybe it's been in their denomination where, you know, maybe they were taught previously that, you know, that prophecy was for, you know, the apostolic age, right? That wasn't for today's time. Maybe they haven't gotten to a place where they've been able to see the acts of God happen and the miracles of God happen right before their eyes. Maybe, right? And so just understand, though, that God's word is a word for yesterday and today and in the future, right? His word is always for us. Whatever time that we're in is His word. And if you're having a hard time hearing from God, maybe, just maybe, you need to reevaluate what your daily life looks like in walking with Him. Are you diving in? Right? Are you diving into His word? Are you sitting in a space where it's not just prayer, right? Prayer, where we talk to God, right? But also sitting in a space where you can just be still and you can rest and you can listen for God. Remember that when Jesus went up to pray, right? He went up to pray up to the mountaintop to get alone and to pray and to meditate on God's word, right? So diving into that. Now, if you're like me, I'm a busy mom of three. I'm a wife. We have multiple businesses that we own and operate. And so life can get really busy. And I too confess that I struggle sometimes with that daily discipline of just being in relationship, right? And that's okay, right? That even this morning I said, God, you know, the last 2 days I've missed my devotional with you. And I miss my time with Him. And I just constantly put other things first, right? And I started to feel the guilt and the shame and the weight of that. And this morning, God just simply said to me, He said, Allison, that's not from me. I'm not a God of guilt and I'm not a God of shame. Yes, I want relationship with you. Yes, I want to be with you each and every single day. But let's not focus on that of the past, right? Let's focus on today. Let's focus on being here right in the moment, free of shame, free of guilt, free of any, you know, obligation of the past. And let's be here today and let's move forward. And that's the God that we serve, right? He just says, I don't want to talk about that. Right? I want to talk about where we're going, where I want to take you, and where you're going to go if you let me lead, right? And so sharing that with you today, again, if you're struggling hearing from God, you know, don't wait for, you know, Prophetic Tuesday or Prophetic Thursday in hopes that you might hear from the Lord. Know that each and every one of us carry the gift to hear from Him. Now, of course, we love to hear from God through prophets, right? People who sit in a prophetic office, right? We love to hear that because so oftentimes it's a confirming word for us. Sometimes it's a new word that sets us in a direction where we can go, okay, God, I'm ready. I'm ready to go sit in this seat. I'm ready to get into the passenger seat with you, God, and let you drive this amazing vehicle. I have the faith that I don't know where we're going, God, but you've put me in this seat next to you. And I'm strapping myself in and I'm ready, God. I'm ready to face how however long the ride is, right? I'm ready to face however many twists and turns we come upon. I'm ready to face that, God, because with you in the driver's seat, Lord, I know that I can face all of it, right? And so, again, that was just something that God put in my spirit this morning. Like I said, I like to kind of share from my own personal life. And, you know, I will share with you, last year, 2018 for us, you know, I got to the end of the year and I thought, I kind of started to get in a space where I was like, you know, 2018 was kind of hard. It was kind of hard. And I wrote a quote on Facebook that went viral. And I thought, you know, a lot of people must be in this space where 2018 just felt a little more difficult, right? It felt like there was just a little more heaviness in 2018. And the quote that I posted was that the tears that you cried in 2018 watered the soil of the seed that will bloom this year. That's not the exact quote, but that's what I feel God saying right now. That those tears watered the seed that's going to grow and bloom this year in 2019. And I'm believing that for each and every one of us. But I have to tell you that as I was kind of in this space of thinking like, oh, 2018 was hard. Oh, I'm so glad for a new year. 2019, here we go. New year, new me, right? Like whatever the little cliche sayings of the world that we kind of get roped into saying. And God took me back through my memories, just memories of 2018 through kind of my photos and some of the posts that I had made. And as I looked at that, I thought, 2018 was a great year. There was so much growth in 2018. It was beautiful. We had fun. We laughed. We cried. We rejoiced. We praised. We worshiped. We gave honor to God, right? And although not everything that we wanted to come to fruition came to fruition in 2018, the beautiful thing that he did in our lives was it was growth, right? That remembering that those tears, right? The tears that watered the fertile ground of your life, those tears that watered that, the growth is already occurring, right? Because growth has to happen underground before we can see it above ground. Isn't that right? Before we can see the blooms of those seeds, there's a lot of growth that has to happen underneath the dirt. And it's dark in there, right? It's dark and it's hard. Can you imagine that seed? Like, I don't really know which way to go except for something inside of me is saying to reach up, is to reach up. And so we have to look up. We have to reach up, right, in order to grow. Some of us want to look at the ground that we're standing in and we're complaining that nothing's happening. And he says, because nothing happens when you look down. It stays dark when you look down, but it gets lighter when you look up, right? And so before we go into any more prophetic words or any more any further into this, I want to invite you all to pray with me. As many of you know, I pray for hours before we do Prophetic Thursday, but I always think that it's important that I bring you into this time with us. So won't you pray with me? Get in a space where you can just allow yourself, your spirit to just open up, right? Just open up and let him lead. Let him lead what he is saying to you today. Heavenly Father, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this time, God. We thank you for this space. God, I thank you for the voice that you have given to me. I thank you for the vocal cords that you've given to me that work and allow me to be able to speak your prophetic words, God. God, I thank you for those who are listening today, God. God, that their spiritual ears have been opened and that they have moved themselves out of the way, God, so that they can feel you move in their lives. God, I pray today that they don't just hear your words, God, but they feel your words. That something different happens inside of us, God, when we don't just hear your words spoken, but we feel your words spoken. That our spirit feels your words and leaps, God. God, I pray that joy overcome those who are listening today, God. An unspeakable joy come over them. God, I pray that today that the clouds move out of the way and the sun shine bright in their lives, God. No matter what the weather outside is doing, God, but that in their spirit, the clouds move out of the way. God, I thank you that today you help me move out of my own way. God, that I step aside today and let you have your way, Holy Spirit. God, that this go in the direction that you want it to go, God. God, I thank you that you've already written it. God, I thank you that the equipment is working in the way that it's supposed to work. God, I thank you that each and every person who is listening, is supposed to be listening, is listening. God, I love you. I love you so much, Lord, and I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your forgiveness. I thank you for your mercy, and I thank you that today you remind me that each and every moment that we have a choice to live in the past or to step forward with you, God. God, today each and every one of us declare that we step forward with you in your grace and your light, God. God, let us be the lamppost into dark spaces today, God. God, light us up so that we may be that in someone else's life, God. God, we thank you for this space. We glorify you and we magnify you. It's in your name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. All right. So like I said, we're going to go ahead and get started. And my husband, I pulled this out today. I just have to show you. This is, if you can see this on Facebook, I pulled this out today. My husband goes, "What is that?" And I said, "Well, God told me to go pull this out because these are the words from 2018 that he gave me for Prophetic Thursday." And I had to pull those out, not necessarily to show you, but I pulled those out for me because sometimes one of the biggest things that I wrestled with in 2018 was, do I even have a voice? Do I have a gifting? Is this really something that God wants me to walk out? And I wrestled with that in 2018. And I think I shared that with a lot of you as I was wrestling with that. And like I said, I want to share that with you because I think sometimes we can tune in, we can watch, you know, little clips of someone else's life, right? We can see the quote-unquote highlight reel of someone else's life. And what that can do is that can really cause a little tiny seed of comparison that starts to come into our lives. And we start to question what God has for us based on someone else's calling, right? And so I just always want to be very transparent with you guys that, again, we're all on a journey, right? We're all on a journey. We're all facing different struggles. Some of us are facing the same struggles, right? But we're all on this journey. We're all here for such a time as this, right? And so that's powerful right there. That's powerful. So I want to start with this morning with y'all. This is a word that God gave me. And this was just kind of a word for the many, right? I felt like God was speaking this not just to me, but he was speaking this for the many. Oh, welcome, Roy. He says he's a first time with our broadcast. So happy to have you here with us. Welcome. You'll enjoy our community. One of the things that I love about our Facebook community specifically is that y'all start praying for one another. I see you guys lifting each other up when you put in your prayer requests and all of that. And I just love that. Also, too, I have to give honor to my husband who is really the background of all this. I'm able to do this because my husband will make sure that everything's in place so that we can do this portion of our ministry, not just in place with the equipment, but in place with our children, making sure that they're loved on, taken care of, but also, too, as you sign in your names, he writes down your prayer requests and so that we can be praying over you outside of this time that we spend with you as well. So, honor to my husband, Ian. So, this was the first word that I got. He said, "You are perfectly imperfect." He says, "It's time to stop obsessing over all of your faults. As you obsess, those faults become magnified. And when they become magnified, you start walking in your faults and you totally miss walking inside of your worth. Now, I have to tell you, I knew that this was a word from God for me specifically, because the word that I had from God, do any of you start your day or your year with a word? Like, you pray about, like, what's God really wanting me to walk out this year? What's he wanting me to walk into? Is there one word that God has, like, for 2019? Is there a word? Maybe it can be a word, a sentence, a pair, but for me, this word worth really kept coming up for me. And I told my husband, I said, I was really struggling it with, because I didn't feel like I struggled necessarily with my worthiness, right? And as I prayed into this word, God was just really clear. And he was like, I never said the word worthiness. I said the word worth. And so sometimes we have to just dive into that a little more, right? Because we can kind of try to be like, well, this is what I think it is, right? And we try to step in front of God, right? And God's like, no, I'm here to lead you, right? This isn't about you stepping in front of me and you just deciding what you think it is, right? Have patience, sit in the stillness, right? And rest in that I'm leading, right? And you're with me, you're here with me. And so he said, again, this came to me just obviously in 1 Corinthians 2:5, we see that Paul is saying that it's time to step aside, right? And let God show off. Right? That it's time for us to step aside and let God show off. And how those two correlated for me this morning in his word was that when you're walking in your faults, right? When you're obsessing over those faults and those shortcomings and what's wrong with you, it's really difficult to step aside and let God shine through you. Why? Because when you're obsessing over those faults, you're in a space of selfishness. Right? That's a space of selfishness, of, you know, having a pity party, like, poor me, right? And so he said, this is 1 Corinthians 2:5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God, right? And what is this, like, if we break that down, what was Paul saying? He was saying, you can't be rooted in the wisdom of God, right? You have to be rooted you can't be rooted in the wisdom of man. You've got to be rooted in the power of God, right? In the power of God. And so if we're resting in the word of men, remember, a lot of our faults come from what other people have said about us, said to us, maybe even spoken against us that we never even heard. But remember, words that are spoken are powerful, right? There's a power to the word that is spoken. And so we're believing more in those untruths than we are of what God says about us. Is this connecting with someone? Because this really connected with my spirit this morning and the word worth, right? Of if you're walking in those faults, if you're having more faith and obsessing over those faults, then you're not walking in your worth, and therefore you can't step aside and let me move through you, right? So that's a prophecy in part, and I just want to bless anybody that word was for this morning. And I thank you, Jesus, for that word for me. I thank you, God, that each and every time that I get to pray for others, God, that I get to hear your voice, I get to hear your heart, God, and I get to see you move. And God, I don't want that to be remiss. I don't want to take that for granted, God. And I thank you for your help in that. And I praise you, Jesus, in your name. Amen. All right, this next word that I have is for Dana M. in Connecticut. Dana, Dana, I heard the Lord say this morning, he said the word protector. And then I heard that this was about your husband, that your husband is a protector. He magnified that. He said law enforcement. And so that's just kind of, that was like the first thing that he said. And then he said that there will be, let me decline that call. Sorry. He said that there will be a promotion in the field in which he stands. And then I heard the Lord say I did not give you a spirit of fear, Dana, but a spirit of power and love. He says, fear is not your friend. But lately, it seems as if you've been walking hand in hand with it. He says, it's time to let go of fear's hand. I've given you a spirit of power to overcome this fear. Walk away from what has kept you bound. You can trust that I am the Lord, your God, and I have wrapped your husband and your baby girl in my love and in my protection. Today, Dana, I declare that the bondage of fear will be released. That you will let go of fear's hand today, and Dana, you will be set free. You will walk lighter, and your joy will radiate. In fact, others will come up to you and say, Dana, you look like you've been freed from something. And you will share the testimony and the power of the Lord. And I'm just hearing God expanding this word for someone else who's listening right now. Thank you, praise you, Jesus. That there's someone else who that like your spirit left when you got a vision of holding fear's hand. Think of that, is that when we hold fear's hand, thank you, Jesus, is he saying that you're walking stride for stride, right? That you're walking stride for stride in fear. And there's not a heaviness to holding someone's hand, but you can feel it, right? It's not necessarily a dragging or a pulling. It's stride for stride, and you're walking hand in hand. But here's, and I just see this powerful vision. Thank you, Jesus. I see you literally, like when you're holding someone else's hand, when you let go, they let go. It's a simultaneous let go and pull away. And although fear would like to be able to kind of grab your hand and pull you back down, fear is required to have you reach your hand out first. Thank you, Jesus. Fear requires you to make the move to hold the hand. Like when I gesture to hold someone's hand, then they know that gesture. I don't have to say anything. They just know to come and hold my hand. And that's what I just hear the Lord saying, that's what fear has to do, that you have to first gesture into accepting to walk with fear. And so just as you've gestured to walk with the fear, he's saying, just simply gesture to let go. Just simply gesture to let go. And I see that. I see a letting go. I see literally, like many of you know, when I minister in the prophetic, I get visions, and I can, like, it's just like I'm transported there, and I can just see it. I can see you walking down the street, like I'm standing behind you, and I just see this subtle gesture where you look at fear, you don't say anything, but you just let go. And when you let go, I just see fear disappear. Like it just vanishes. Yes, it just vanishes, and now you're walking. Thank you, Jesus. And I see that as you're walking, thank you, God, I see you reach down your other hand and you reach for God. And it's like he was always there on the other side, right? But now you're gesturing to reach your hand, because it's like you're saying, God, I choose you. I choose you over fear. And I just bless you. I bless you, Dana. I bless the hedge of protection that God has placed over your husband and the field that he's in. I bless the promotion that is overdue to him, that is coming to him. And I just bless your family and the increase that is coming to you. I bless the testimony that you are going to be able to walk out and share with others, and that they too will let go of fear's hand. And I bless you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Okay, this next word that I have is for Casey D. Casey D in Alaska. I heard the Lord saying the word overcomer. I heard this a lot today. I heard the Lord saying overcomer. He said, Casey, you are such a sweet and loving girl. You have a welcoming and an unthreatening presence. And what I heard the Lord saying here, Casey, is that You have that spirit that people just feel really comfortable around. There's most of us know those people where they're like, okay, she doesn't have judgment, right? Like I don't know anybody in this room, but that girl over there is going to make me feel comfortable. I need to go talk to her. I need to be around her. And so you carry this spirit. It's such an unthreatening spirit, and it's so kind, and it's not a loud and boisterous spirit. It's a subtle spirit. And I heard the Lord saying, but you fight with the spirit of comparison. Because the women that you are surrounded with, your friends, your coworkers, they too have very strong spirits, but they have strong spirits in other areas, right? They don't have the same spirit that you have. And so you've gotten to a place of comparison where you've started to compare the gift that God has given you with the gift that God has given them. And I heard Lord saying that this is the year that you will stop living in that comparison, and that you will start walking out in this very unique gifting that He's set upon you. And I see you fully understanding and embracing in this season that you are enough. And that word, when He said it to me, I wrote it in really big, huge letters. Like, that's a word that's really resounding into your kind of 2019 word, right? That word enough is really resonating with you. That word enough. And He said, understanding that those who you are supposed to reach and that you are supposed to help, they will be divinely put in front of you. That there are some who are already in front of you. And again, remembering that the people that are assigned to someone else are not necessarily assigned to you. And so that's, again, where the comparison comes into. But really believing that what the Lord is saying here is that this is the year that you are going to fully embrace, fully understand that you are enough, that this gentleness, right? This spirit of gentleness, this spirit of, and I just keep hearing the Lord say, an unthreatening spirit, that you will fully embrace this, and you will become exactly who you are supposed to be, and that your voice, He says, Casey, your voice matters. That because you have a gentle spirit, oftentimes you don't speak the loudest, and you may not be the first person that's heard. But He says, your voice matters, and it's really important that you keep speaking, because your voice will be echoed. And I just bless you. I bless that prophecy in part for you, Casey. And I bless that there's someone else who received this word today, even if it was in part. I bless you. I bless that this season be the season that you step out into who God has created you to be. So oftentimes, thank you, Jesus, I hear Him saying, so oftentimes the giftings that we've been given, the enemy will have us play like a mixtape. I just see like an old mixtape of all of these little tracks that have us to believe that the gifting that God gave us are actually a curse. And that we don't really have those giftings, but again, that they're a weakness. And so He's saying, you know, take that mixtape of those tracks, take it out of the boom box. Again, this is the visual that I'm getting. And like an old tape, an old cassette tape where you can literally you can pull the ribbon out of it. And, you know, if you pull it out and you crinkle it up, no matter, even if you take the little pencil and you rewind it, right, that it's not going to be able to play. It's not going to be legible to listen to because you've crinkled it all up. And so that's why I hear the Lord saying, thank you, Jesus, for giving us 80s kids that visual of the cassette player. And I bless whoever that word is for in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. See, God has a sense of humor. Right? He has a sense of humor. I don't know where I would have ever come up with that if it wasn't Holy Spirit. The next word that I have is for Patty B. In Oklahoma. And Patty, I heard the word saying, or I hear the Lord saying that you have a special gifting to see God's beauty and to see his hand in all things. Oftentimes, you wonder why it's so difficult for others to see what is so clearly right in front of them. And he says, oftentimes, when we are, thank you, Jesus, this coincides with exactly what he was just downloading. Oftentimes, when we are gifted in areas, it's easy to overlook those giftings because it's just part of who we are. And he says, the Lord was showing me a picture of glasses. Sorry, I can't read my own handwriting when I'm trying to download so fast. The Lord was showing me a picture of glasses, and they were special glasses, Patty. They were glasses that you have worn your entire life. And they've allowed you to see so much beauty, and they've allowed you to experience so much joy in what seems to most like the really little and insignificant, like the things that most of us take for granted, like a sunset, right? Or a rainbow, or just the little tiny grin on a new baby's face. Like there's just things that, you know, like they can be gone in a second. And so it's really easy to miss them. But he's saying you have an ability to see all of those things, all of it. And it's not something that everyone sees. And so here's the vision that God gave me, Patty, is I saw you taking these glasses off and putting them on other people. That it was you were taking these glasses that you've worn your entire life, and you were actually putting them on other people. And he said, and some people are going to accept these glasses right away. They're going to get it. They're going to go, oh, I've been praying about this. I've been wanting to see this. I've asked God for this. There's some of them who will say, I don't know what we're doing here, but I trust you, so I'm going to accept these glasses. And then he said, there will also be others who will show resistance. He says, no matter what their response, it's your job to offer them and to place them on as many people as you come into contact with, and that will accept them. He says he wants his people, his friends, to see what you see, Patty. He says he wants them to find the joy that you know that only comes from one place. To be able to see the hills, the valleys, as uniquely beautiful, but nonetheless beautiful. He says, this is your ministry, Patty. You've been praying about what your ministry is. And he says, 2019 will be a year of you sharing your glasses. A year where you share your glasses. Thousands will walk into 2020 with clear, new, beautiful vision because of what you've shared through the glasses that you've always worn, Patty. And I bless you. I bless the gifting of being able to see all the beauty and all of God's creation. So much ugliness in the world that we just want to point out to others, Patty. And you have this unique ability to come and stand next to someone who just sees a mess and point out the beauty to them. To be able to again, like these x-ray glasses, so to speak, of to be able to say, okay, you see the mess and the brokenness on the outside? Let me take you inside and show you what God has done, what he's been able to do, and be able to show them that everything underneath, thank you, Jesus, for this extended word, has been made whole. And that's what I see that. I see God saying like these x-ray glasses where, you know, when you see a picture of an x-ray and something can look, you know, clearly broken on the outside, you know, it's, and I just see God like x-raying down to that and going, well, it may look one way on the outside, but here's what's really happening on the inside. And I thank you, Jesus, for that extended word. And I bless you, Patty, in Jesus' name. How are we doing on time, babe?
We got 10:41.
Okay. Do you want to come over and offer some prayer for those who have been putting in their names?
Yeah,
and...
absolutely.
Okay. We have more words coming, but I always like to turn it over to my husband, for he's been praying for you as well. And was the sound hard?
Nope, we're good.
Okay. All right, here he is.
Good. Hi guys. Thanks so much for having me come on here. Baby, she does such an amazing job, and I've been on the other side of the controls, monitoring, watching, sharing, making sure things are going correctly, and just appreciate you guys being here so much. I saw this story to pop up that Ashley is asking for some prayer for her husband and her. And she said that she found out she was pregnant December 10th and had her first appointment yesterday to check out the baby. And the baby's measuring 5 weeks, 3 days out, but there was no heartbeat. And her doctors advised her that she had an early miscarriage so far. And that just got me to thinking, because we went through something similar in the past, and I'm sure a lot of women have. But in my quick research that I was doing, I found a site that's called misdiagnosedmiscarriage.com. where there's a lot of different stories, and I'm not saying that they're right or that they're wrong or anything else, but just to understand that there may be other stories there, and maybe the length of time may not be where you want it to. If you believe, I mean, a woman knows her body best. Your communication with your Heavenly Father through prayer is going to, you know, bring you clarity in what's going on in your body. And so I would encourage you to obviously, again, pray daily for it. Be at ease in your mind. I know that this could be a tough time when a doctor, when a man tells you something like that, and that you want to take on what his belief is, but that doesn't necessarily maybe not be what God's plan is. And so, but let's just pray for Ashley and for her husband right now. Father God, we lift up Ashley and her husband and that little baby that's inside of her. God, we thank you, Lord, for your love and for your grace and for your just surrounding them and their family in this time. God, that there be no anxiousness, Lord, that you speak clearly to her the direction to move forward, what she can do in her time, that your will be done, Lord, that your will be done, God, that you let them find that heartbeat in a week from now, God, that you're not done with this pregnancy yet, that this baby is going to be a world changer, God, and that he's going to come out healthy and happy in 9.5 months from now, and that everything is going to be great in her body. So, Lord, we just ask that you give her peace in her mind and in her heart, and that doctor, that you give him direction, you guide his diagnosis to be your will, Lord. We thank you, God, and we lift them up, and it's in Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Amen.
And I want to declare the word of 1 Corinthians 2:5, right? Mm-hmm. That again, what Paul was saying to the church then is what he was saying was, you've got to have faith in the power of God more than you are rooted in the wisdom of men. And oftentimes, again, we see someone as a doctor and has much wisdom, and they do. They carry so much wisdom, right? They've gone to school for this. Mm-hmm. And I just want to declare right now, I want to declare that all is well. All is well, Ashley, for you and for your husband and for your family. God knows that Ian and I have been on both sides of this. We have experienced a doctor tell us that I can't hear the heartbeat, and we have a baby resting with you in heaven, God. Mm-hmm. We've heard a doctor say we don't have a heartbeat. We've heard a doctor say there's something wrong with the heart. And we have a baby here today that's 6 years old walking with us. And so we just declare that your will, plan, and purpose be walked out right now, God. And we lift our sister Ashley up to be held in your hands, God, and to be rooted in the power that you hold, God, not in the wisdom of man.
Yes.
We thank you, Jesus. We thank you that all things have already been done in your time, God. And we lift our sister and her husband up, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God.
Amen, amen. And I want to extend that to any of those of you out there that are dealing with diagnoses from a man, that are looking at scans and looking at things and looking at that based upon their limited knowledge and view. And if any of you are dealing with cancer and need a story of encouragement, Miss America Jean Gentry has a wonderful story of overcoming her fight with cancer and being healed by God, right? And if you go to letspray.com, there's some resources there that will allow you to download her story and her book, talking about her journey of faith and being healed by God. And I encourage you to obviously, when you have a diagnosis from a doctor, we can take on that in our spirit and in our soul, and we stop believing what God is telling us. And it's important that we stay in faith for what we believe, and that we continue to just again, to have wonderful faith of God. Now, we all are on a journey here on earth, and our time is limited. But as my wife had once said before, your life is under construction. We are constantly under construction, and we're learning to grow. And so just going back to the Holy Word, not Hollywood, to the Holy Word, and believing deep down inside of you, that God can heal and do all things. Miraculous healings happen. And so we pray that over all of you that may be dealing with some sort of sickness or ailment or health, Lord, that your Holy Spirit and fire just be released, your healing power be released in the lives of those out there that need you, that's a time when we need you most, God, and that we know that you're going to show up when we need you. So we thank you, Lord, and we appreciate you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so also at Let's Pray America, if you need prayer, there's a place where you can go there and you can reach out to us. Reach out to us for prayer. That's letspraymerica.com. And it'll allow you to, again, to submit your prayer requests where your prayers will be prayed over constantly for a week long by the staff at BPN Radio. And obviously that's going to come into effect. So we love getting those prayer requests. We are a ministry station, and as such, we thank all of our loyal listeners and viewers for your contributions, for helping us continue to grow this ministry. BPN Radio last year, gosh, reached over 100 different countries across the world, and we're spreading the love and message of Jesus Christ all over the world. And so we are excited for the support and honor that all of you out there that have supported us. And we just want to invite you, for those of you that would like to make a contribution to BPN Radio and to this program, there's a couple of different ways that you can do that. Number one, you can head to bpnradio.com. On our website, it's a beautiful website. You can click the donate button, and it allows you to donate to the ministry via PayPal over with a debit or a credit card, right? And you can do that again, the donate button on bpnradio.com. You can actually go to our Facebook page, the Dale Gentry, or the Breakout Ministries Facebook page, Breakout Radio Church Facebook page, and there's a donate button there as well that allows you to contribute. And if you prefer to write a check, you can do that as well. You can make your checks out to Breakout Ministries and send those checks to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And of course, your donations are a tax deductible and are so much appreciated in helping us expand this ministry. A couple other notes before I have Allison jump back over here. Marketplace Saturdays. Marketplace Saturdays is a place where business leaders have come and just pour out their wisdom, things that are changing that have helped them in their lives for other people that are on a journey in business. We encourage you to tune in on Saturdays. If you are a business leader and you've got a voice and something that you want to share with the marketplace or some bit of value and wisdom that you can impart on others, we would love to have you join us on Marketplace Saturdays. And so you can do so by sending an email to rickgentrybpnradio@gmail.com. That's rickgentrybpnradio@gmail.com. That's for Saturdays. Sundays, we feature a program called Preaching Sundays, where we have pastors from all over the country who've come to BPN Radio to preach for 30 minutes or an hour long. They have sermons all day long. So if you need to get filled up and you miss your message on Sunday or just need more, come and tune in on Sundays. And if you are a pastor that has a message on your heart, maybe you've got words that you need to get out, that God's just been filling you up with, that you need to get out, we want to hear from you and would love to potentially have you join us on Sundays to share your message. And again, that's rickgentrybpnradio@gmail.com. Either way, we'd love to hear from you. We thank you so much for your support and for being a part of BPN Radio. We pray for you and are so grateful. Happy New Year, guys. I'll turn it back over to Allison as she comes back with some prophetic words. And thank you so much, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, thanks, babe. Okay, so the next word that I have is for Jessica L. Jessica L. in Oklahoma. This morning I heard the Lord saying, a publication that you've authored will finally get the recognition that it deserves. I also heard the Lord saying that this is a year of exploration and rest for you. The busyness of life has oftentimes left you feeling overwhelmed and sometimes lost. Many times you've felt a heavy pressure because of so much responsibility. He wants you to come and explore with Him. He wants you to find rest amidst the chaos and the pressures of life. And then, Jessica, I have to tell you, God shifted a little bit when I was getting a word for you. At first, I almost thought that it was a word for someone else, but I just kept writing and just kept going with it. And I do believe that this is an extended, different word for you. So, Jessica, I saw a picture of a little girl who was joyfully wandering through a forest. She had an attitude of joy and expectation, and it was just the vision that I got was this girl, and she wasn't like a tiny little girl, but she was a little girl, and she was just running like full speed, like she knew she was running towards something, right? So with such joy and expectation. And she had the attitude like she was running towards a magical unicorn. This is what I saw and what I heard, and the castle, right? And I think again, like so many little girls kind of have that dream that somewhere in the midst of the forest, and mind you, okay, like just to paint the whole picture, I mean, beautiful blue sky, sun shining down, there's a warmness in the air, she's wearing a sundress. This was such a beautiful visual. And again, me seeing this from behind, she's running towards this castle and this magical unicorn, that she's dreamt up obviously in her imagination. And then I literally wrote the word wait, because it was like, the Lord was like, no, wait, wait, this is what you're hearing. And I heard the Lord, saying children's book. And then I saw this little girl, and she comes into the open forest, and it's, again, it's this, like, the forest all surrounding it, and a big open field, a big, beautiful, green, luscious, grassy field, and the unicorn is feeding upon the fields, and he knows that she's there, and he's not startled, he's not afraid, but he also doesn't lift his head, but he knows she's there. And I heard the Lord saying, this book is penned, that you're penning this book for like a tween-aged girl. And this age is very specific because she's a little girl who lives in between the loss of her imagination that she once had, and going forward in the truth of the unseen, right? And so she's lying in this space of just an unknown, awkward space. And this book that you're going to pen is a book for her, and it's about a beautiful journey of her becoming, but still being. And never losing that imagination, expectant, beautiful spirit. And I see, he was so clear about this. Like, it's almost like this is the cover of the book. That it's, again, because it's for a tweenage girl, there's not a lot of illustrations in the book. But the picture is so clear. And I saw that, and again, like he just wrote in big words, prophecy in part. Prophecy in part. It's so beautiful what I see. I feel like this word is going to speak to you, and the picture that God gave to me will be immediately put into your spirit, and that you will have that picture, and then he's going to help you write this book specifically for this girl. Thank you, Jesus. And I feel him expanding upon that you are going to relate to this girl. This little girl, I mean, there's going to be some parts of this that are autobiographical. Again, it's, you know, this is a teenage book, right? But there's going to be some of a lot, thank you, Jesus, a lot of you in this book. And I bless you. And I thank you for, walking out your gift and trusting God, with the gift that he's given you. Thank you, Jesus. And I just, again, I hear that the recognition that has been deserved is finally coming. It's finally coming for you. And I bless you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And this next word that I have is for Jesse M. in Washington. Jesse, I heard the Lord saying, keep going. Their eyes are finally starting to open up. And you can't see it, but take faith and have trust that it's happening. The consistency of what you're doing will have an enormous effect. And I saw this picture, Jesse, like the lily pads in a pond, right? On the surface, we can see this whole entire pond, right? And we can see one lily pad. And we see one lily pad on the surface, and it's just one small pad. And day after day after day, that same lily pad just sits there. But all the while, all of these changes are happening, and they're happening underneath. And then all of the sudden, you see the pond completely covered in lily pads. Okay? Like, maybe there was one or two other little ones that kind of popped up along the way, but it was like overnight, it was covered in lily pads. And most people will say, it's a miracle, it happened overnight. But it doesn't happen overnight. It happens with consistency each and every day. He says, many will look at what you've done and they will say, wow, that just kind of happened for you. Wow, Jesse, it seems like that kind of just happened overnight. You will hear people say these exact words. He says, but you will know that it didn't just happen. That it didn't just all of a sudden come about overnight. That this all happened through your consistency and your belief and your trust and your faith in the unseen on the surface, but what you knew and saw was happening underneath. And I bless you, Jesse. I bless what you are doing. I bless that what you have been praying for is coming to fruition. Thank you, Jesus. Jesse, I just got a picture of randomly of you are sharing your story, your testimony on a television show. And it's a Christian television show. I see a blue stripe on the screen. Your face, there's something behind you. Maybe the logo of the show. It's blurry. I can't see that. But I see the blue line, and it's got your name and it's got your ministry attached to it. And that's just a prophecy in part. I thank you, Jesus, for that extended picture. I bless you, Jesse, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And then I want to share this word with you. This was a word that I got, like, y'all probably get this too, but you get words from God, like, in parts, right? And you're like, okay, this goes together. Well, I want to say a year or two ago, God gave me a really strong vision about fishermen. And they were, I saw the fishermen who were casting out their nets, right? And they were all along the shore and they were casting out their nets. And everybody had different size nets. Like, the guy down the river had one size net, this guy had another size net. And so they were all casting out, but they all were able to catch different fish because of the size of their net, right? And the word that God had given me back then, I tried to find it and kind of my mess of words, and of course I couldn't find it, but I still have it in my spirit, because what God was saying with that vision, with that message, was again that you know, you are meant to catch a certain fish, right? There are fish that are assigned to your net that fit perfectly in your net for you to cast it out and for you to pull it in. And the guy down the river, his fish are not your fish, and vice versa, right? And so this came into my spirit again this morning about the fishermen and the nets and the swarms of different fish that is talked about in Ezekiel 47. Right? Like he just like downloaded Ezekiel 47, the river that's, you know, flowing from the temple, right? And then I heard that him say that the fishermen will stand along the shores and there will be a great abundance, right? That each time the net is cast out, that there will be an abundance that they drag back in. And that's not, oh, like, if you know how net fishing goes, that's not always how that goes. But God showed me that this is like each and every time the net goes out and is dragged back in, there's an abundance. And he says, but it happens for the fishermen who have great faith in, thank you, Jesus, they have great faith in who their fish are and what they're supposed to catch. So they have faith in their net, they have faith in their ability, and they have faith in their position along the shore. They're not looking to the right or the left to see what the other guy is doing, what his net looks like, what his position on the shore is. They're not questioning the river and what flows through it. They have great faith that they are standing in the position that they are supposed to be standing on. They're holding the net into which there is their net that they're assigned, and that the fish that will come to the net will come in great abundance. So they have the faith. Now, all of this is unseen, right? Faith is not believing in what we can't see. Right, what we know in our spirit, but we can't necessarily see this with our eye. And so having that faith. And then he said that the abundance also comes through the great courage. The great courage to continue to stand in this place and throw out the net and focus just on your own, what you're supposed to do. Like what your job is, you focus on this job. And so I heard that. Through faith and great courage and the discipline, continue to, because you know, what he said is that oftentimes even too with abundance, we're like, this abundance is even getting heavy. Like I keep throwing it out and more keeps coming in, and I kind of want to break. Like I kind of want to throw it out and not have all of this come in, because it keeps getting heavy and I feel like I keep getting weaker. And again, roll with me, because God is just like, he was working so fast this morning in this word. And I feel like there's so many right now in this space who are like, this is why you came here today. This is why you kept listening. This is why you listened to every other person's word who didn't speak to you, but this word. And he says, the fruit trees grow on both sides of the banks. Right? And if you go back to Ezekiel 47, right, we know that he says that the fruit trees grow on each side of the bank. He says the leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit, right? These are evergreen and ever fruitful trees. Why? Because the water flows to them. The water flows to them. And the fruit from the tree is food. And its leaves are for healing. And I'm believing that today, friends, that there are many of us who God has placed us next to this river. We are the trees. We are the trees, and his river flows to us. And we are evergreen. We are ever fruitful. But what happens if we don't let go of some of that fruit? If we don't give that fruit away, if we don't let some of our leaves fall off and go to someone else to help them, then what happens is we become too heavy, too burdened, right? And we can no longer produce new. Thank you, Jesus. This is all coming right now, you guys. And so I heard the Lord saying, the waters, they come. Remember, we started this, right? We started this with the tears that you have cried. Watered the seeds that are growing this year, right? He says, the waters come to heal. They come to restore and they come to refresh. They tear down old mindsets and they break forth with new. Right? A new day has truly dawned. There is a newness ringing in the atmosphere. And I just want to bless each and every one of you who are receiving that word today. I just want to bless you. I want to bless what God is doing in your life. I want to bless each and every tear that fell to the ground, that they may have felt like they were that they fell to the ground and they were for naught. But God collected each and every one of those tears, friends. And he has been healing you. He has been restoring you. And he's got something new that he is rebirthing in you for this season. And I believe that. And this is the last thing that I'm hearing God say right now is he's saying reconciliation. Reconciliation. It's important to go back to your past and forgive, so that you can reconcile whatever those tears were for, reconcile that. Because in the reconciliation of those tears, you're able to appreciate that they watered the fertile ground. They were not for naught, that they watered that fertile ground. He says, focus on all of the good in your life, despite the past. He says, it's important to go back there and forgive and reconcile, but it's more important not to stay there and to go forward. And I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless those of you who are listening today. And I just invite you to come with me and close this out in prayer. Heavenly Father, Father God, we thank you again for this ministry, God. God, we thank you for each and every one of those who are listening. Father God, I just ask that today you wrap them up in your supernatural peace, God. God, that you comfort them. God, that the prayers that they are praying, that they be answered in a way that only you can answer them, God. God, and we understand that although we don't have all of the answers, and we never will, God, we trust that you do. God, and that you know best. God, we have friends and loved ones that are with you today, dancing with you, rejoicing with you, God. God, we thank you for the time that we got to spend with them. We thank you for the time that was borrowed. God, and we thank you that you continue to give us right now in this space a heart that beats, a voice that speaks, eyes that see. God, we thank you that you give us arms to hug and legs to walk. God, I thank you that we don't take those things for granted. And for those who are on a journey of personal growth, spiritual growth, of financial growth, of health growth this year, God. God, I ask that you bless their journey. Bless them as they walk out, maybe a little fearful, God, but that you reminded us today that we have the ability to let go of that fear and to walk with you into the great unknown, God, the great unknown that is known by you. We love you, God. We glorify you. We magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. We love you. Don't forget to join us, my friend, for Intercession Friday, Rhonda Kinzer, Friday tomorrow. She'll be here live on Facebook as well as on BPN Radio. And then again for Marketplace Saturday, for Preaching Sunday. Again, help us continue to reach across the globe. Thank you so much for being with us. Love you all. God bless.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
understand your ways. Oh, but I will give you my song, give you all of my praise. You hold on to all my pain. With it you are pulling me closer and pulling me into your ways. Now around every corner and up every mountain, I'm not looking for crowns or the water from fountains. I'm desperate in seeking.
Thank you. waiting for you. Be my rescue. Find me and bring me out alive. I will surrender back to the start where you found me. I give you my heart again. Again.
knocks me down again. I'm reminded of the wrong that I have said and done, and that devil just won't let me forget. In this life, I know. Promises.
just like a man who built his house upon a rock. The wind and the rain will never knock it off. I'm hanging on your every word, walking in the faith I heard. Oh, I'm not letting go. I'm hanging on your every word. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, gonna keep standing on. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ruth, Lord, your word is true.
Hanging on, hanging on.
From Genesis to Revelation, Lord, such a sweet salvation. I'm hanging on, hanging on your every word. I keep hanging on your every word.
Thank you.